Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Bethy Hungerford, and you're listening to Friends with Recipes, the podcast featuring your favorite people and their favorite recipes. Today's episode brought us to Letchworth Garden City, which is the home of today's guest, the Big Fat Greek Mother, otherwise known as Olga. Olga is a hilarious teacher and mom of two whose ridiculous characters and skits will make you laugh out loud, even on the grayest of days. Yet underneath all the jokes, Olga is a very warm, kind, thoughtful friend, and she makes a mean fazolakia lavera.
Okay. I came out to the, I was going to say the middle of nowhere, but that makes it sound like there's nothing here, but there is something very exciting here. The Big Fat Greek Mother.
Yes, I love you more. Welcome to the sticks, to the middle of nowhere.
So what is this area called?
But people might come and murder me if I tell them.
Hmm? Oh, that's true.
Because I'm like just so insta-famous. No, I live in a place called Letchworth Garden City. Yes. This is Letchworth Garden City, which is what they say when you come on the train. And there isn't much that happens here, really. So you kind of have to create your own entertainment, hence... Mm.
Hence you.
Hence me. And I live here with my husband and three boys. So that's four men.
Wow.
And today I'm going to be making a dish that I've gone right into it.
Yes. Tell me. What is it?
I'm making a dish because I...
Hold on. You're Greek.
I'm Greek.
And you're... parents grew up in Greece?
My mum and dad grew up in Cyprus and they moved over here during the invasion of Cyprus in the 70s. And then my mum worked as a hairdresser. My dad worked as made ballet shoes, and then later he was a cabbie. And so my mum worked full time basically to raise us, and she had me, my sister, my brother. But there was always food. And there was always good food, and it was always tasty, and it was like just always there. So she always made dishes that just were there and were filling, but she'd cooked in advance. She always cooked in advance. I rarely remember my mum ever cooking anything that was right there and then, here you go. Mm-hmm. You know, like nowadays it's very much, I just threw this salmon and this quinoa bar into the wok.
Quinoa bar.
And look what I have. It's gluten-free and this and that, which is great, but... You know, my mum didn't cook back then like that, and I probably cook a bit of both. Mm-hmm. But the reason I like this dish is that it's done and I can forget about it.
Yeah.
Because my day job is not faffing around on Instagram. My day job, most days I'm teaching.
Yeah.
So I prefer cooking this at night and then having it for the next day. Or sometimes if I don't have enough time, I just do it there and then. It's fine to cook it there and then. But I might cook it as soon as I get in with the boys after school and then leave it for a few hours to settle, and then we eat it later that night.
And is this one that gets better with time? Does it
Settle the next into the day. Flavors? Yeah, it's always better the next day. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. You're so clever. How did you know that?
Well, lots of foods do that.
Yeah.
With lots of different flavors, they kind of settle into themselves after a while.
So I'm going to chat to you while I peel a potato.
Do it. Do you know what? I'm so surprised you're doing that just with a knife.
That's how the Greeks do it.
Is it?
What, you want me to go and get a potato peeler? What do you think I am?
Do you not even have one?
I've got two over there, but I don't use them. Potato peelers are for sissies. The Greek way is you get your hand, you get your knife, like that. Look, look how close look how close it is to my thumb.
That makes me nervous.
This is how my mum did it. My mum, I remember growing up with a tray on her lap, watching the soaps, watching the Coronation Street,
Coronation Street.
Coronation Street, the night before. Do you want to share?
No.
And she used to always have on her lap trays of different veg. And she'd just be peeling like this with the knife. And even even to this day, she's like, she's nearly coming up to 70. Mm. She's amazing. And she will still get the knife. And she's got really bad arthritis now, mum. But she'll still get the knife like this. And like, if I give her a potato peeler, the word is rubbish. And she wants a knife. That's how I do it. I mean, don't people do this?
I think most people these days use a potato peeler.
You're cracking me up. You're literally making me laugh.
How do you peel a carrot?
I don't always peel it.
Yeah.
But if I peel it, yeah, like that with this knife.
With a knife?
Yeah.
So you have a peeling knife?
No, I just use the same knife. This is the Greek way. Any Greek person will tell you there is one knife in the house that your mum, will use. It is the knife.
For peeling?
Passed down through generation to generation. There is no fancy diamonds and no. It's a knife. And this knife actually was from my mum's house. And even now, Paul, so my husband is English. Well, I'm English. I was born here. But even now he'll say, where's the knife? The knife. It's become the knife.
And you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, like I don't want anything else. I only want the knife.
So did you take your mum's
knife? I took my mum's and then she bought another the knife.
Oh, no. From Greece? Or
from Cyprus. Yeah, she wraps it up in her suitcase. Are you not allowed to do that?
Yeah, well, it must have been pre-9/11.
Last time
she did that.
Right.
Okay, so you've peeled the potatoes, rather, and then
hacked
you just
the potato.
Quartered one of them.
So I don't do things neatly. I don't go, I chop all the potatoes, and then I chuck it in, No, I sort of do it all at once in a chaotic way. Mm-hmm. And there isn't really a recipe. This is just, it's a lavera meal. We call it lavera, and it's olive oil. Basically, lavera means anything covered in olive oil, with lots of olive oil. So this is a lavera dish because it's a vegetable dish slathered in olive oil.
Great.
And this dish, basically, they call it fasolagi, so it's a green bean dish. Mm-hmm. So the essence is olive oil, that's the base, the olive oil, the onions, the tomatoes, and then you chuck in a vegetable.
Okay.
But there are so many variations of this because it's come from the villages, It's age old, this dish. So depending on what you have, you can cook it with that. My favourite version of this is it okra? Them lady fingers.
Yeah.
That is delicious. Because when you cook that in okra with the tomato, that is, that's heaven. And it's sweet.
Mm.
But my boys would rather eat toilet water than ladies' fingers. Well, than this, really. Than ladies' fingers. So
I've never heard okra called ladies' fingers.
Is it ladies' fingers? Okra. Is it not? Is it ladies' fingers? I just dropped a potato.
Let's rinse it.
Can they see that?
Nope. They'll not ever know. But they're also not the ones eating it. But we did just rinse it off. It's fine. I've never heard... I mean, I could see how okra
could
be finger-like.
I think of okra
finger as like a biscuit.
Oh, it is a lady finger. Yeah, you're right. I got it completely wrong. I think I've just made that up.
I kind of like calling okra lady fingers, though.
It's because there's a Greek cake called dactyla, lady finger. Maybe that's why. I got it all confused.
Okay.
It all goes in the same way. Right, but now we have... The potato is inside the bowl, inside the cooking thing.
Cooking thing. Okay, and you're not... Oh, you are going to start. I was going to say you're not touching it.
A little bit like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Leave that now.
So that was three large potatoes.
Yeah. However many you want, really.
Yeah.
There's no...
It's just kind of... Is it this one of these dishes where it's like whatever you have around?
Whatever you have around. Yeah. Whatever you have around. However much you want. If you want... Sometimes I might make a massive vat and then cook it for like... 2 days.
Yeah. And then just chuck stuff in there?
What do you mean?
Like if you have... Like,
whatever I have, chuck it in, I've got to be careful with the boys because they are fussy.
Yeah.
They are really fussy. Most nights, well, if I ever make this, I don't always use green beans because one of the three doesn't eat green beans. Mm-hmm. So I'll make it with peas.
Oh.
You can use, it doesn't have, this dish is like a really cheap dish and it's really healthy and really low calorie. And you can use whatever veg you want. It can be frozen. Normally a green-based vegetable, what do you call them?
Green vegetable.
Would be nice in tomato, so maybe not sweet corn, like okra, green beans, peas,
broccoli.
You could do a bit of cauliflower. I think I've seen people do it with cauliflower.
What about kale or spinach? Does that work?
Do you know, my mum has done it with spinach, and she does it with spinach, but she puts lamb, and that's a different version. But nice.
You're doing chicken in this.
I'm doing chicken in it, but when my mum does it, she makes it with. You can have it with lamb and spinach and tomato. That is really yummy. Mm. That's a different flavour.
Yeah.
But the basis of a lavera dish is tomatoes, onions, olive oil, salt and pepper, and then add to it.
Yeah.
But I'm putting potatoes in because then it makes it more of one pot.
Yeah, great. I love a one pot.
It's a one pot. I mean, you can do, people do it in the slow cooker. They do it in the oven.
Yeah.
I just do it on the hob.
You always do it on the hob.
Yeah. It's just all right how you cut onions.
Okay, so how are you cutting them?
Well, I don't know.
Everyone does it differently. It's fascinating because I've gotten to watch so many different people now.
I basically do it so that you never cut my fingers off or not.
Is that the knife that is now being used to cut an onion?
I want to be buried with this knife. Basically. Yeah, it's the knife. There is no other knife.
Okay.
Bethy, look at my potato peelers over there. You sissies!
Right. Because to cut an onion that big, I would use like a...
Hacksaw?
Like a...
Chuck it in.
Like a butcher knife. Not a butcher knife.
The thing is,
a regular, a chopping knife.
Bethy, come over here. Sorry, we're walking over to my cutlery drawer.
Okay, let's see.
Look, right? I have all these knives.
Yeah, so you've got... See, no. I would use that. I would use that big one.
No, we don't ever use these knives.
Yeah.
There's a lot of knives.
There are a lot of knives.
I don't want them. Be gone.
You just want the knife.
I don't know. That's just...
So when your husband cooks...
No. When we got together, he did all these dishes and this, that and the other. But then life takes over.
Yeah.
I was at home with the boys for like a prison sentence? For like 10 years. So I just took over the cooking. Goodness. And now he says he doesn't know how to cook. Mm. It's been so long, which is not true.
So you're teaching now. You teach drama.
I teach drama, but I'm also with... So I was a lecturer, but lots of things happened at my college and a lot of us lost our jobs. Mm. So now I'm just currently supply, which means that I'll go to different schools each day teaching whatever they give me. Mostly drama and English because that's my speciality. But so I'm a bit like A&E, but for teachers.
Okay.
So when they get sick, I kind of rush to the rescue.
You step in.
Wait, hang on a minute. What do I put in next?
So you put the onion in with the potato. You're looking at the chicken like you're...
No, that's all right.
Suspicious of it.
No, I tell you why. Wait, let me just remember which one goes in.
It's your recipe.
Yeah.
We're not going to know if you're doing it differently.
Well, the onions have gone in. I should have put the chicken and then the onions, but it doesn't really matter.
Mm-mm.
So I'm going to chuck this in.
Yeah.
And then, chicken stock. I'll put that in a minute. So I'll just leave this to simmer down. Is it simmer down?
Sure. I mean, simmering involves some sort of liquid. But.
Right. The thing with the olive oil is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stingy.
Okay, you've just dumped more olive oil.
Loads more. Like, I can't tell you how much to tell people how much, but just a lot.
A lot, okay.
A lot. So,
like, how many glugs?
Well, okay, how many have I done? Glug. I did four at the moment.
Okay,
and there's
four
one
glugs.
More here. Five.
Yeah.
Five big glugs now.
Okay.
And I'll probably add some more in a bit because that's
great.
That seems to make it nice, like, this consistency. And also when you dip your bread into it, because it's nice to eat it with bread.
Yeah.
Sorry,
can we take a break for just a second so you can tell me about... Or not a break, but just a sidebar. So you can tell me about this tea. So you put...
Chai.
So you said... Is this chai?
No, but we call tea chai. Greeks call it chai.
Oh, okay. Because you said, do you want a tea? I said, yes. You said, regular tea? I said, yes. And then as you were making it, you said, cinnamon? And I was like, whoa.
Greek people put massive tree barks of cinnamon in their tea. Massive
really?
Chunks. Yeah.
That was and like a massive... And you just put some, like, cinnamon ground cinnamon?
No, it's not. Look, it's an actual this. You put that in your teapot. Make some more like that.
Oh!
The whole bark. Smell that.
Oh, delicious. And so you put a piece of the cinnamon bark into the tea kettle.
Yeah,
into the...
like that whole bark.
Oh.
And it just gives it a nice flavor. Just gives it something.
It's so nice. It is chai-esque, actually.
I'll make some more. Right, so that's my really two... nice. So I put two chicken stock in. But I don't know to tell you how much to put. But you can put one. But I find that I need two chicken stock squares.
Okay.
I haven't made it from scratch, the chicken stock. It's in a packet.
You don't make your own chicken
broth
cubes?
Yeah, I don't, I'm afraid.
Do you know what? I've gone to everybody's house I go to, they say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't make my own this, or I haven't done that, or I blah, 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 blah. It's all about good food.
That's, yeah, I know.
That's the end goal.
It's just funny because there isn't a recipe. Like, I don't, and I don't know if it's a Greek thing, I don't know if it's a me thing, but there is no, if you ask... someone of my mum's generation, how do you make, I don't know, spanagobita, or how do you make dolmades, the vine leaves wrapped in vine leaves with stuffed rice and meat. I can't pin her down to tell me how to, mum, but how much of this? I don't know. You just put in it. And I'm like, but now that I'm older, I understand that she sort of felt her way through each dish.
Have you gotten those recipes from her somehow? Like, have you watched her?
I've watched her, and I've tried to recreate them myself.
And does it work?
It does. I just find that I would love to make more of a moussaka and a this and a that as part of my staple of the week. But with boys that enter kind of are a bit fussy sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't, but...
So what do you make during the week then?
During the week, your spag bowl.
Yeah.
Your cheat night. We all have a cheat night, don't we? The nuggets and the chips go in, no?
Oh, we do pizza for cheat night.
Oh, that's another
I don't call
night.
It a cheat night.
That's another night. We have pizza on another night. And then we have nuggets. One night I might do something with eggy bread. Oh, God, sounds awful, my meals. I do a lot of... I do lasagnas, really boring mum dinners, meatballs, baked potatoes, and... Yeah, like really mum dinners.
Yeah, well, but if your family is happy...
And that's what they like.
Eating,
that's what they great. Like. Right, now... This is the chicken.
Okay.
Hello, chicken. You put in chicken. A lot of people wouldn't have put chicken in, especially in the villages in the olden days. Didn't have much money. Chicken was a luxury. My grandmother used to have her own little...
chicken?
What do you call it? Like a farm. Oh. Yaroskibo in Bafo. So she would have chickens. And if you wanted to eat something, she would ask you and she would go and get the chicken and hack it.
Oh.
Probably with this knife, Ben. Tasty.
Wait, did you...
I witnessed that as a child, yes.
Oh, you never had to kill a chicken, though.
No, but, and sorry about people, I shouldn't say this in front of people listening.
Well, let's just give a little trigger warning.
Trigger
warning, you're going to talk about
rabbits.
Chickens. Oh, rabbits.
Okay.
I'm so, not gonna even if you there. Don't want to hear this, skip ahead 30 seconds.
So, nothing can prepare you for watching a rabbit being skinned.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you had to watch cooked. That as a child.
Yes. That did something to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, but then also, that is how people cooked. It was just life.
Yeah.
And they didn't have money. They didn't go to the supermarket. My grandmother had 11 children.
Yeah.
You know, my mum was one of 11. And they didn't have, like, Lidl.
Yeah,
or Tesco Metro, or other supermarkets
or
are also available. Yeah,
yeah.
She would raise her chickens, and she would do it all. So now this is all like melting together.
Great.
This is the chicken and the potatoes. What I do is I kind of cook the potatoes and onions until the potatoes started to soften a bit, and then I put the chicken in, and then I wait till all the sides of the chicken look sealed, because at the moment that still looks a bit raw.
Yeah.
And then when everything looks like roughly cooked, not thoroughly cooked, but sort of roughly cooked, then I add the tomato, I put the lid on, and I leave it alone.
Okay. And then how long do you normally, you'll let this sit for like a day? Can I stay over? Just kidding.
Yes.
The panic in your eyes.
With the knife.
Yeah.
Stay with me and the knife.
That's not creepy at all.
Not creepy at all. So basically, you can let it sit overnight, but we're going to eat it like now-ish.
So what is the minimum amount of time it can hang out?
Oh, you can eat it pretty much.
Straight away?
Straight away. Yeah, okay. But it's just, because it is the kind of dish that gets better with leaving it, it's better eating it that way. But usually they would cook it in a big pot and then you have it over several days. My dad, who was a cabbie, my mum would go to work and then we'd go to school, we'd walk home. And then it would always be on the side if she was working late. And then my dad would pop in and out with his cab and have it. And it was always, we used to call it the bungo, which is like the side table in the kitchen. We used to call it a bungo. And my mum would always say, baston bungo. Everything you need is on the bungo. And she would put the dish.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then that would be on the hob. Did we have microwaves? I don't know, 80s kids. Not you, you're not. But I was
80s. I was an 80s kid.
Shut up. Were you?
Yeah, I was born in 1980.
You were born in 19... Get out of my house! Okay, well, I'm older than that. All right.
So technically, yes, okay. I am an 80s kid.
So microwave, and then she'd leave the bread, leave it all there, and then... and then we would just literally help ourselves. She left it all out with the ladle, with the... Always there was a tea towel over it like that.
Oh.
And we'd just help ourselves. So she knew that her family was sorted.
Yeah.
That she had to work. And this dish is emotional because... I appreciate what my mum did because it's similar to what I do now, that I'm always thinking, what is my family going to eat? As so many of us do. But she worked so hard and she, you know, and I appreciate her because she did everything and she held my family together. She held our family together.
And it was all centered. As many mums do.
Yeah, and it was all centered around this lovely dish that she left for me.
And so what else did she cook? Like, what would she...
Stifado. So, like beef and onions, like that. But we used to have, in the Greek villages, they have something called a furno, which was like in the garden, you had like a oven.
Like a pizza oven type
thing. And she still got that pot from from my yaya, the pot that used to cook in. And she used to cook in that. She's still got it as an ornament in the dining room now. And she would put like stew, and it was like a slow cooker back in those days, but she would put it in the oven and she would put meat, onions, potatoes, beef, tomato in,
or just all raw, and then you put it in that kind of slow cooker.
She would probably do like I did and then put it in and then just so that the meat would stay sort of together, sealing it or something like that, and then different things, but mainly, or she would do a massive macaroni di forno, which is macaroni and meat, or a massive moussaka, again, on the side. But yeah, those were the staples of my childhood, really.
Yeah. Did you have a big breakfast as well?
No.
You would do just like cereal or...
Yeah, no, we didn't really do much for breakfast. Now, breakfast in Cyprus, that I love. That's like, yum. You know, they have proper breakfast because it's hot.
What's breakfast in Cyprus?
Oh, that's yum. That's like watermelon. Halloumi, olives, bread. It's more of a lunchy, brunchy with a nice coffee kind of thing. So now, hang on a minute. I haven't put the beans in. It's a Greek bean dish. No, I'm not going to put you don't put the veg in till the very end.
Okay.
Once it's all stewy and watery.
Yeah.
Because the raw veg will cook with the water.
Yes.
In the stew. That's it. Because if I cook those beans and then put them in, they'd be like...
Grey.
Soggy, grim.
They would be 1980s green beans.
The 1980s green beans. Yeah, so I should send you a picture of my mum's kitchen. It's literally exactly the same as it was when we were kids.
Aww.
With the kind of funny Swedish wooden walls. The walls were made of like wood.
Oh, paneling?
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah, send me a picture and I'll put it on the blog.
Yeah, I will do. I've got a picture of me and Yaya's kitchen. I love Yaya's kitchen. I don't ever want it to change.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But, you know, so my mum had a hairdressing salon.
Yeah, is that why you have such great hair?
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. I love you forever. Yeah, I do it myself. People are like, oh,
oh, do you really?
Yeah, I just colour it myself because I know how to make my own toner and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
did your mum do your hair when you were
when I was a kid, yeah. Now I kind of just go just near where I am to get it cut. But so her hairdressing salon was typical 80s, like the most 80s place you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And again, she would sometimes cook this at work. So she had a little hob in the back.
Oh.
And she, if she didn't have time, she would cook this in the hob in the little kitchen in the back of the hairdressing shop.
Oh,
honestly, so it was beautiful. And then she would, so that she might do that on a Saturday or then bring it and then we'd have it in the evening. Or she'd cook it ahead in between doing Sheila's perm and Mary's colour. She'd go back and check in a chicken, check a chicken. Or I was Saturday girl there. So I'd be like washing Teresa's hair because they were always called Teresa, all of them. And then she'd go check a chicken. So I'd have to run and check the chicken. But oh god, this is why this dish is so, like, because it's my childhood. Right, yeah. So tomatoes are going in. I don't normally make it with fresh tomatoes. I'm only doing it now to show off in front of you.
Okay. You should have just done it the way you normally do.
Well, now I'm putting fresh tomatoes.
Would your mum have done fresh tomatoes?
She might, yeah, she would have, but she was so economical. You know how we throw so much away? Mm-hmm. She would have gotten the most rotting tomatoes.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'd be like, ooh, can't use those, gross. She would just cook them.
Yeah, and then you can't tell.
That's what I mean. Like, well, she probably cut the rot bit off, but she would, because we never let anything run down, do we, these days? We're always buying fresh stuff. But what I'm going to do is, just to give this a bit of help, I'm going to put a tin of tomato. Here's what I prepared earlier.
Yes.
A tin of tomatoes. Prepared earlier.
Beautiful.
Mm. And then I'll tell you one more thing I'm going to do. Just going over to the drawer of dreams. So many knives in that drawer.
Should throw them away. We're going to need
this needs its own blog post.
It needs its own picture for sure.
The knife.
The knife.
Honestly, I would give. Oh, there's kitchen roll.
What?
Do you want kitchen roll? What? Kitchen roll.
Oh.
I'm talking to you in a Greek way today, Bethy.
I can tell.
Right, so now...
I'm getting most of it.
I've poured in the... What's it called? Tomato. And because I feel it, I'm going to add more oil, just because I feel like
okay,
it.
Okay, you're just feeling the...
Right, bit of oil. That's it now.
The spirit...
Oh, hang a minute. What about the beans? Right, now...
I think you need a bigger pot.
Do you know what? I might have to use my mum's pot from
great.
When we were kids.
Oh, perfect.
Right. How big is that?
That's massive.
Right. Everybody that's watching, no, they're not watching, they're listening. I'm now...
Here, narrate it.
Gonna put everything in the bigger pot. Right, this could... Right. Okay, Bethy, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Do you need help?
No, I've got it.
Here, use that.
Oh yeah, use the hot oven glove. That's the other thing. We don't use oven glove when we're Greek.
Oh really?
No, we just put our hands, our bare hands.
I'm always
well. That's how my mum did it. She would just put her hands in the oven. Asbestos hands we have.
Oh.
People probably listening and gonna be like, oh. Right. You didn't see handy knife.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh. People probably listening in are probably going to be like, oh, I'm Greek and I don't.
But, I mean, that's the way it is with...
Oh. I'm so glad this is not filmed right now.
I know.
Honestly.
Right, so now... Actually, this sidebar off record, the last episode I did, a professional chef, and she caught something on fire in her oven, and it was like, there was a moment where I was like, what, are we going to like catch her whole house on fire? I was slightly terrified. Okay, so now this is in the bigger pot.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just giving it a smell.
No, don't pretend it smells nice.
No, it does smell nice. Smell it. Really? Put your face over there and smell it.
I don't know.
Are you joking?
I can't tell. This is my childhood. I can't smell. I can't tell. I'm impartial.
This does smell good. It's, really? The tomatoes are tomatoes. Giving like a really sweet smell.
Some Greeks
smells nice.
Put parsley. If you put fresh parsley in, but I didn't have any, and also... I don't always like mine with parsley. You can make whatever variation you want. I'm putting pepper in now. I don't know how much.
Well, we can count the grinds.
I'm putting salt in now. I don't know how much.
That was like half a teaspoon.
Oh, no, I want more than that. A bit more.
Yep.
Right, and the other thing I'm going to do now, everybody listening.
And there's a lot of liquid.
Is there?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm putting green beans. Yeah. Now, the tomato makes everything a bit...
tart?
Yeah, acidic. So you put sugar.
Okay.
Again, I'm not really sure how much, but if you've got a lot of food, put a lot of sugar. I've put 4 teaspoons.
Yeah, okay. And teaspoons, so in America, a teaspoon is a very specific measured amount. And in the UK, a teaspoon is just like a literal teaspoon, which is what you've done. So you've done 4 literal teaspoons.
So that's just going to all cook, heat up. What I'm going to do though... is I'm going to give that a bit of time just to be on its own. Okay. Leave the potatoes and the chicken just to hang out a bit.
Yeah, get to know each other.
Have a little party because I feel like they need to get to know each other a little bit longer before I add the green beans. Because once the green beans go in, I don't want to be too soggy. I want them to have a little bit of crunch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We'll let this hang out. While this cooks, can I look through your refrigerator and your cupboards?
Oh my gosh.
I know you told me you didn't want to.
Right. Can I just say my online shop's arriving?
Okay.
Wait. Before we go in.
It's so funny. This makes everyone so nervous.
It's a bit like you've asked me to, like, I don't know.
Undress. Yeah.
I think it's because, it's not an Instagram fridge.
But here's what you need to know. I'm not looking for stuff to make fun of. Or to joke about.
There's no kale in there.
I'm not looking to judge. I'm genuinely curious what people have
but
in
people
their fridge.
But people might unfollow me if there's no gluten-free dust in there.
I'm sure there's gluten-free dust.
Okay.
Let's have a look. Are you going to be okay? She's holding it shut.
Oh, the embarrassing. Do you know, I did not.
Oh, stop. You're so ridiculous.
Listen to me. This is my life, right? This is...
No, this is very organized.
No, it's not. And it's really small. This is the shop's coming tonight because there's nothing in.
You're being ridiculous.
No food. There's no food.
Can I tell you what I was drawn to first?
The sandwiches.
Right. Yeah, you have prepared sandwiches in bags with people's names on them.
Always. Because no one knows when they might want a sandwich.
Really?
Well, also because they take it to school. If they don't take it to school, they've got it there with their name on.
So for like after school, they have sandwiches with their names on it.
If they want it. This is a bit of leftover pudding.
Leftover pudding, what is it? It's a cake.
Ooh, yum. Oh, I've got leeks in here. Look at all that veg. That's for my tortoise. Not my tortoise. Look at all that. Oh, there's broccoli in there. This is what I do. This is what I do. I forgot how to
buy it and then forget about it.
No, but I'm not going to be wasteful. We'll have that salad if we want with our dinner. Right, so...
So do you have anything that your mum would have in her fridge as well?
Oh, yeah.
Or something...
Oh, gosh. Something that always... Every Greek person has lemon juice.
Why?
In a bottle.
What do you use it for?
I don't know.
But you have to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what would you put it in? Like water or...
Well, it's just in case we have to make emergency chicken soup, which I've never had to. You just squirt lemon in there. I very rarely have it, but I just have it because my mum has it.
Okay.
That's it.
It's
lemon juice, apple juice. Oh my gosh, look at the. I cannot believe you're looking in my disgusting fridge.
Oh, stop.
Bit of leftover halloumi.
Halloumi. How do you eat your halloumi?
Well, normally I fry it, but I actually like it raw.
Mmm.
Yeah, this is my fridge. I don't know why. It's because there's a bit of leftover Diet Coke and Mankey Mayo. And I just don't want people to just
but see the real me.
If this is the real me, Bethy. That is the real me. That disgusting burger
mayonnaise
sauce.
Mayonnaise without a lid. No, but listen, if the you shame. Hadn't mentioned that, nobody would have known.
It's not even got a lid.
You have three...
I'm going to lose loads of followers now.
Stop. You live with four boys.
Oh my gosh, she's going in the freezer.
I'm just going to check the freezer.
Shish kebabs. She's got it.
This is all really standard stuff. Do you know? I've looked in so many freezers already.
I've got Froobs in there from like 2016.
Froobs is such a horrible
name. I don't know why they're in there. Well, I still don't know why they're in there.
In terms of a name, Froobs just sounds like pubes.
What is in that? Midball. So basically, this is empty because my shop's coming.
Yeah. No, so you've just got basic frozen food. Is there anything like unique in here? Or particularly Greek? Or something that...
No, that's all pretty good. Onion rings that my son eats because it's teenage. How embarrassing.
I love onion rings.
So having looked at my fridge, am I okay?
You're totally standard.
Am I going to be all right?
I feel like a gynecologist. It looks normal. It looks completely normal.
It all seems to be looking normal, Mrs. Thompson.
There's no smell.
I actually feel a little bit like hot now you've done that.
Really? How about your cupboards?
Okay, I'll show you my larder.
Okay. Oh, you have a larder.
No, it's not a larder. It's just a cupboard.
Okay.
But I like saying it's a larder. Right. This is... People are going to think
you have like a...
And everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, she's got a utility room. She's one of those. No, it's not really. It's like a boot room. The boys' disgusting boot room when they bring their... This is it, right? This is a cupboard where the food's about to come. Uh-huh. So there's always pasta. There's always crisps. There's always jars. There's always herbs. And there's always emergency tins.
Oh, okay.
In case there's an invasion...
Really?
No.
Okay.
But my mum does this as well. She's always got extra things under cupboards. There's always 17 unopened apple juices.
Yeah.
Or 65 tins of tuna. Because the shame of that there might not be food in the house. And I don't know if it's a Greek thing that because they were in the war and they didn't have much, that they guarded everything.
Yeah.
So when my mum comes to visit, this is the standard, all right? We're going to actually reenact it for a podcast, all right? So you're me.
Okay, so Olga is shutting me in her utility room. I hope this is just a game.
Right? So then she bangs on the door. You open the door.
Okay. And there's nobody here.
No. So you open the door.
Yeah.
She's not there.
Yeah.
But there'll be loads of food at the door because she's run back to the car to bring the next load.
You just put a massive jar of olives.
Well, it'll be that, or it'll be like bags of nuts or crisps or bread. So the door will go, you'll run, Mum, and she's not there, she's gone.
Yeah.
Because she's run back to the street to get the next...
Yeah. Load of... She always brings you food.
Oh my gosh. Always, always, always. Or bless her, like washing powder.
Yeah.
Washing powder. But you want washing powder? Like, she brings me kitchen roll, toilet roll. She just always brings, and I love her.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people say, oh, that's not really normal. Like, I'm like, but that's how she shows her love, and I think I'm a bit like that. Like, you give.
Well, you have your kids' names on sandwiches in the fridge. That's very similar.
In case they're hungry.
I know, but I'm just
saying. I can't bear every day. You might be hungry. Take it. And I don't know, because I'm not, I do like food, but I'm not like a massive... foodie or a massive eater, but I just think the shame of that there isn't anything, or the shame of they wanted something, or like after school there's always like I'll try and pick up some donuts, or I'll try and pick up some, it's just what I like to spend my money on, like that gives me joy going in.
Feeding gives me joy.
Like I bought you some, mummy's got some donuts, or they all have a hot chocolate after school, so they all have it with cream and marshmallows. And like, we all do. I'm no different to any other mum. Yeah. Take these olives away. Shall we have some?
Can I come out of the utility room?
Go on, croissant off, eh?
What?
You're chatting. You're not looking after your husband. Feed the meat. This is what my mum says. She always wants to know what I'm feeding my husband.
Oh.
Always. So
she doesn't ask what you're eating. She asks what you're feeding.
As far as she's concerned, I could be eating, I don't know, cardboard. As long as my husband. And now I just feel, how I feel is I feel there needs more olive oil.
Okay.
I just feel it.
Okay.
So I'm putting more in.
Okay. just felt it in your bones.
Right, so now that's
basically
be...
after you put each ingredient in, you put in more olive oil.
That's because this dish, agapimo, is called lavera. Lavera. It's lathered in oil, covered in oil.
Yeah.
This kind of dish. Whatever variation you make it, it's oil. It's the oil that gives it the texture, the flavor, the sweetness, the deliciousness. It's that lovely. Now, I'm using supermarket cheap, but if you had proper Greek oil, oh my days. Right. So what happens is these onions,
yes,
they eat them like that. on the side. Listen. They eat that and the bread and then they go. They just eat them like crunch on the side.
Hold on.
You're not listening.
I'm not because...
This, they just eat like a little bit on the side. When they do that,
I can't pull myself together to talk.
That's what my mum and dad used to do. Have a little bit. They needed the onions. So,
so can I just say, I wish so much at this moment that this were being videoed because she's putting the... I would call this a...
spring onion.
Yeah, so in the UK, these are spring onion. In the US, it's a scallion.
Scallion?
Can't remember. Again, we did have some wine during our little break. But she's just putting it in her mouth like she's just going to gnaw on a spring onion.
Yeah, that's what they do. They gnaw on it. That's to give it a little bit of crunch, crunch.
So you eat it like you would a piece of bread, kind of like take a bite and take a little bite of bread.
Yeah, you crunch it.
Okay, so we are going in. I'm going in.
I actually don't know. I'm actually too scared.
Okay. Do you know what? If anything, it might need a bit more salt.
Yeah. Shall I get the salt now?
No. Let's take a bite first and then we'll see. I'm going into a potato and I'm going to get some sauce on it.
I'm not sure if that potato is a bit hard.
No, not at all. Mmm. Mmm.
Oh, please don't. I don't believe
it. No, it's really good.
Really? It would be better tomorrow when the potatoes have soaked in more.
No, it's delicious. Will you stop apologizing?
Oh, okay. All right, it is. I think it's because I wanted to give you an experience of my childhood, but it's not like a fancy, sexy dish that you have when people come over.
No, this is the type of dish I want.
Yeah.
This is the type of dish I want to get from people.
This means something to me.
Yeah, it means something to you. It's been passed down from your mother, which is, I love that.
She's a working mum and I'm a working mum. And this is it's almost like it's my mum saying, it's okay, you're doing good. You're doing good at what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're working and you're raising your kids and you're doing good. And so when I make this dish, I connect with her. Like, and I never really knew it till we made it today. Because when I knew you were coming, I was thinking, what can I make? Oh, tick, Greek dish, moussaka, tick, kebabs. And I was like, do you know what? No, yes, we had kebabs when we were kids. Yes, we had moussaka, but kebabs were more of a leisurely dish because mum had to be there to make them, so she was always relaxed when she made kebabs. You know, but this dish is I need to work, but I need to leave something for my kids to eat.
Yeah.
So this, yeah.
No, I love it. And it is genuinely delicious. And I love that there aren't like loads of herbs and things to kind of mask the flavor. You can really taste
because it is
the ingredients, which I love a dish where you can taste the ingredients.
Mm. It's because it literally is. There are so many variations of this. Some people make it with garlic. I've seen recipes where they add paprika to make it smokier. But this is the basic way that my mum made it.
Okay, I'm going to try a piece of chicken.
Yeah. But it is
better.
But if you haven't got fresh green beans, you can just literally do frozen peas.
Yeah.
That's my boy's favourite. They like it with frozen peas. They always say, is it the red one, mummy? The red dinner, mummy?
Oh,
so they know it's the red dinner that mum, and I say that Yaya makes.
Mm.
So they know.
This is delicious. Well done.
You can get Olga's recipe for Fazolakia Lavera by going to friendswithrecipes.org. And Olga can be found on Instagram as Big Fat Greek Mother. You can find this podcast on Instagram as Friends with Recipes. Please share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast as it makes a real difference and is truly appreciated. Just a quick note to say that I'm taking the podcast down to once every 2 weeks as I work on a new exciting project, More soon, I promise. A big thanks to Olga for being on the show. Though, while driving me back to the train station, she leaned out of the window to a group of people waiting at the bus stop and yelled,
"You sissies!"
Then she sped off, mumbling something about bus wankers. Anyway, tune in next week for another episode of Friends with Recipes. See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.